We are reading from the writings of Rabash. One should always sell the beams of his house. We're reminding you that you can send questions to Club.tv or Sviva Tova.
Yes, please.
One should always sell the beams of his house. Rabbi Yehuda said, Rav said, one should always sell the beams of his house and put shoes on his feet. We should understand the precision about the beams of one's house and the great importance of shoes, to the point that it is worth selling the beams of his house for it, meaning to have the ability to put shoes on his feet. And we should interpret it in the work. Korot, beams of his house, comes from the word mikre, incident, event, meaning everything that a person experiences in his home. We perceive man by two discernments, by knowledge, meaning with the intellect, and by emotion, meaning what we feel in our hearts, whether we are happy or unhappy. These incidents that we experience evoke questions in our everyday lives. This applies between a person and his creator and between a person and his friend. Between a person and the creator means that he has complaints that the creator is not satisfying all his needs. In other words, the creator should fulfill what the person thinks he needs, because the rule is that the conduct of the good is to do good. And sometimes he complains as though he feels the opposite, that his situation is always worse than that of others, who are at a higher degree than he is. It follows that he is in a state called spies, who slander providence because he doesn't feel that delight and pleasure in his life, and it is hard for him to say, only goodness and grace will follow me all the days of my life. Thus, at that time, he is in a state of spies. And our sages said about that, one must bless the bad as he blesses for the good. Since the basis of Judaism is built on faith above reason, this means not relying on what the intellect compels one to think, say, and do, but on faith in a benevolent higher providence. And precisely by justifying providence, one is later rewarded with feeling delight and pleasure. Baal Sulam gave an allegory about a person who had complaints and demands of the Creator that he wasn't granting all his wishes. It is like a person who is walking on the street with a little child, and the child is crying bitterly. All the people on the street are looking at the father and thinking, how cruel is this man who can hear his son crying without paying any attention? The child's cries make even people on the street feel sorry for the child, but this man, who is his father, doesn't. And there is a rule, as a father has compassion on his children. And the child's cries made people go to his father and ask, where is your mercy? Then his father replied, what can I do if my son, whom I keep like the apple of my eye, demands of me to give him a pin so he can scratch his eye because he has an itch in his eyes? Can I be called cruel for not granting his wish? Or is it for mercy that I will not give it to him so he will not poke his eye and remain blind forever? Therefore, we must believe that everything that the Creator gives us is for our own good. Although we must pray, just in case that the Creator will lift these troubles from us. However, we must know that the prayer and the granting of the prayer are two separate issues. In other words, if we do what we must, then the Creator will do what is good for us, as with the above allegory. And it is said about that, and the Lord will do that which seems good to him. The same principle applies to a person and his friend, meaning that he should sell the beams of his house and put shoes on his feet. In other words, a person should sell the beams of his house, meaning all the incidents that his house experienced in regards to love of friends. One may have questions and complaints about his friend, since he is working devotedly in love of friends, yet he sees no response on the part of the friends that would help him in that way, in any way. And they are all behaving not according to his understanding of how love of friends should be, meaning that each one will speak to his friend in a respectable manner, as it is among distinguished individuals. Also regarding actions, he sees no action on the part of the friends that he can look at in relation to love of friends. Instead, everything is normal as it is among ordinary people who still did not have an interest in coming together and deciding to build a society where there is love of friends, where each cares for the well-being of the other. Thus now he sees that there is no one to look at who engages in love of friends. And since he feels that he is the only one who is walking on the right path, and he is looking at everyone with contempt and scorn, this is called spies. That is, he is spying on his friends to see if they are behaving properly toward him in regards to love of friends. Love thy friend. And since he constantly hears that the friends are preaching all day long that love of others is the most important, he wants to see if what they say is what they do. And when he sees that it is all lip service, he finds that even in speaking there is no love of others, and this is the smallest thing in love of others. In other words, if he asks someone a question, he answers him offhandedly, indifferently, not in the way one answers a friend. Rather, all is cold, as though he wants to get rid of him. And don't ask me, if you're thinking about love of others, why are you criticizing if your friend loves you, as though love of friends is established on the basis of self-love? And this is why I want to see what my self-love gained from this engagement. These are not my thoughts. Rather, I truly want love of others. And this is why I was interested in establishing this society, so I could see that each and everyone is engaging in love of others, so that through it, the little bit of force that I have in love of others would increase, and I would have the strength to engage in love of others more powerfully than I could by myself. But now I see that I have gained nothing, because I see that not even one is doing good. Thus, it would be better if I weren't with them and hadn't learned from their actions. To that, there is a reply that if a society is established with certain people, and when they gathered, there must have been someone who wished to establish specifically this bunch. Thus, he sorted out these people to see that they were suitable for each other. In other words, each of them had a spark of love of others, but the spark could not ignite the light of love to shine in each. So they agreed that by uniting, the sparks would become a big flame. Hence, now too, when he is spying on them, he should overcome and say, as all of them were of one mind, that they must walk on the path of love of others when the society was established, so it is now. And when everyone judges his friends favorably, all the sparks will ignite once more, and again there will be one big flame. It is as Bala Sulam once said when he asked about the covenant that two friends make. As we find in the Torah, and Abraham took sheep and oxen and gave them unto Avimelech, and they too made covenant. He asked, if the two of them love each other, of course they do good to each other. And naturally, when there is no love between them, because the love has waned for some reason, they do not do good to one another. So how does making a covenant between them help? He answered that the covenant that they do is not for now, since now, when the love is felt between them, there is no need to make a covenant. Rather, the making of the covenant is done purposely for the future. In other words, it is possible that after some time they will not feel the love as they do now, but they will still keep their relations as before. This is what making of the covenant is for. We can also see that although now they do not feel love as it was when the society was established, everyone must still overcome his views and go above reason. By that, everything will be corrected and each will judge his friends favorably. And now we can understand the words of our sages who said, one should always sell the beams of his house and put shoes on his feet. Minalim, shoes, come from the word ne'ilat delet, locking the door, meaning closing. Once a person has spied on his friend, and rigel, spied, comes from the word raglaim, feet, he should sell the beams of his house, meaning all that has happened to his house in the connection between him and his friend, meaning the spies that he has who slander the friends. Then, sell everything means remove all the incidents that the spies have brought to him and put shoes on his feet instead. The meaning is that he should lock away the spies as though they no longer exist in the land, and he will shut away all the questions and demands that he has about them. And then everything will come to its place in peace. And now, questions.
Moscow 4. Такое впечатление, что можно просить все, что угодно.
It says in the article that we need to ask him to remove the sufferings that befall us, but it also says that the prayer is one thing and the answer is another. The important thing is to ask. Is it correct?
Yeah, the main thing is to ask, the plea. The fact that the person is connecting himself to the Creator, that is the main thing. Afterwards, he has to check whether his plea is egoistic, and then it won't get accepted. Or even, it will be accepted in an opposite way, that now the Creator wants to turn him around to the right direction. And this is how we have to see ourselves, to help one another, that we will all, together, even if we turn to the Creator correctly, but together, we succeed. And it's written in the Torah that the faraway city cannot be destroyed. Meaning, if there's a city full of wicked people, and they are doing the whatever, I don't know, the worst. But if they are as one, not harming each other, so that's right, the Creator loves the thieves, loves the criminals, not loves them, but because they have unity. The fact that they go with this unity to harm somebody, that's something else. But still, they are in something connected. They have a discernment that we should learn from. We are attacking against their ego, with the general ego, and connecting between us. Otherwise, we won't succeed in breaking him. We won't be able to turn to the Creator to correct it. That's why here we need to have a special kind of work between us. Toronto. Toronto 2.
A question about the principle. It's hard to hear.
We can't hear you. We can't hear you. We don't hear you because you have your speaker is speaking back or something. We can't hear you. Try. No.
Do you hear me?
Hear you. Somebody else except for you. There's an echo there.
You can't hear me?
Now it's better.
But the force of the Arvut.
No, it's not good. It's not good. Until you don't fix it, you can't ask. Holland 1.
Good morning. Rough in the text, somewhere in the middle is written, therefore we must believe that everything that the Creator gives us is for our own good. Although we must pray just in case that the Creator will lift troubles from us. What does that mean? Normally we don't pray for the Creator to lift the troubles from us. So what does it mean in this context?
Because what's for his benefit? As much as we can reach Dvikut with him. So that's what we need to pray for. Meaning, you don't pray for the Creator giving you an easier way. You're not praying for that you have to do it this way or that way, that maybe that's for your benefit. You are asking the Creator to organize your understanding, your forces, your actions that will be good in His eyes and disconnected from your will to receive. Only an account of the Creator. That is actually our prayer. Teach us how to do good to you.
Italy 4.
Ita 4.
Good day, Rav.
Vendere tutto significa rimuovere tutti gli incidenti che le spie hanno portato ad egli e mettere le scarpe ai suoi piedi. Cosa significa quest'ultimo paragrafo, Rav, rispetto alla linea di sinistra che si risveglia nel gruppo? Grazie.
We need to uplift above it. First of all, we have to go to the right. Adhere to bestow love with our eyes shut, just to love. And we're not looking at the friend or whether he's doing good or bad things. But above it, as they say, they have eyes and they shall not see, they have ears and they shall not hear. Above that, I adhere to the Creator, After I adhere to the Creator, I open my eyes, you know, like this, and a bit I open my ears, and I slowly start correcting reality. Meaning, everything I see in my eyes or my ears, I'll be able to add to my love, to my dvikut with the Creator, gradually. That means that I'm raising my avyut to Him. I'm adding my avyut to Him. In this way, I can ascend on the degrees. As much as I can add avyut into love, I ascend on the degrees. By my avyut, that is added to the connection. Okay? Now we have Ashkelon.
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 Hello, Rav. A question about the spies, Meraglim. It turns out that you've locked away all the spies. And again, a new army of spies just springs up. You're constantly in an effort to lock them away. You understand how important it is to hold on to the connection and to you lock them, you close them, and immediately a new wave of spies comes.
Oh, yeah, right. But look, there are two stages.
I'm helpless.
No. Helplessness is good. That's the sons of Israel, side from the work. It's good that you're helpless, that you lift your hands up and start crying like a baby. That's great. But there are two things here. There's the Gibor, the one who can overcome, and doesn't want to see all the disturbances, all these spies, doesn't want to see him. And there's the Gibor of the Giborim, the hero of the heroes, that can open his eyes a bit and start seeing these disturbances. And he starts connecting these disturbances into the path. You understand? Meaning, not that he just goes halfway around and then he advances towards the Creator, but also the other half, he brings that around and can connect that to the Creator.
What is the other half?
That also the bad things that are revealed in him, he starts appreciating them, that they help him overcome. It's written, a person has to bless the bad like he blesses the good. And even more than he blesses the good, he has to bless the bad. Because specifically with the help of the bad, we can awaken. If I wouldn't have any bad, I'd never come to the Creator. I'd never want to come close to Him. I'd never think of Him. On the contrary, if the Creator would only send us something good, we'd be in this good like babies and beasts, animals, and that's it. We'd never come out of it to a higher degree. He who the Creator loves will prove it by blows, by suffering, by problems. The Creator shakes us up, and that way we demand an ascent. First to run away from the evil, like from Egypt, and afterwards to reach the good, the land of Israel. It's not at once, but specifically to turn all that ego that the Creator created the evil inclination, and we turn it into good. By this, we put ourselves as the Creator on a high, big degree, and we become like Him. So there's the Gibor that comes out of the will to receive, and the Gibor of the Giborim that inverts the will to receive to bestow. That is working with the Masach. That's how we work. We'll reach it. Don't worry. It's all before us. Another day and another day. The main thing is how to take advantage of the day. When you're now at home, you have to plow through all these articles that we're learning, to repeat them, to write questions about them, to send the questions. I'm willing to get questions, let's say within an hour during the day, and answer them one by one. Answer every question, please. Do that. Send these questions to Gilad. You know him. He's sitting there between the books, a wise guy smiling. Send it to him. He will read them to me, and I'll answer them. Let's say we do an hour in the afternoon. No problem.
Just send it to the address boardworldclear@gmail.com, and we'll take it from there.
Can we see that address?
Yeah, please put up the slide, boardworldclear@gmail.com. Send it over there.
In all languages. Send it there, the questions, and we will sort them out and answer them. That's it. But I really recommend to listen to the first lesson from today again, where I mainly put an emphasis that between me and the friends, each one has to reveal the Creator. That's where the Creator is concealed, between me and Him. When we say to connect as one, with one man, one with one heart, it's to find the Creator in the connection. That's why, as much as you feel that you're not close emotionally to the friend, still, in such a way, to the same extent, you are far from the Creator. That's clear, right? And the opposite too, from the love of others to the love of the Creator. Be'er Sheva.
No Moris. Be'er Sheva.
Moris.
Oh, thank you. Good morning. I have a question. You said that we should really comb through the Rabash articles. Should we start a Zoom or broadcast with that? Any feedback? Just a kind of one-way broadcast where someone reads it and people can connect and hear it throughout the day?
You should try and organize this.
I have no clue who to turn to.
Oh, you don't know there's an organization called Bnei Baruch, and that there's people that are responsible in a management? You never heard of that?
I don't know who's the management. Straight to the CEO?
Who's the CEO?
The best thing is to send it to the same address, same mail. Everyone gets an answer. Any question gets an answer. boardworldclear@gmail.com. All the suggestions for making things more efficient, ideas, propositions, send it over there.
Here, you have a place. So everybody turn to there and get an answer. Now we have Almata. Almata. Where's my friend? Can't hear you. I can't hear you.
You hear me? Good morning, dear teacher. Thank you for allowing me to ask. Do I understand correctly that in the article where it says home, it means the group?
Yes.
If the group is a home, a house, then what should I sell?
The beams of your house. You need to sell everything just in order for you. Well, how do I say it? Shoes to the feet. We have to read the whole article again. You read it, you check it, and then we'll speak about it again. Repeating it, it's difficult. Moscow 7.
What kind of love should we ultimately have for the friend so it will become love for the Creator?
that you love him and not yourself. The friend and the creator. The friend is the creator, just that he's presenting himself to you in a clear way, because you can't grasp him. You don't have vessels, and the friends you can, and somewhat understand them, come close, move further away, play with them, and in such a way, you reveal the attitude towards the Creator. It's like us in our life. Babies, children, between them, they play, they like playing between them, and in this way, they become more and more prepared, ready to integrate in society. What we build in every group is the same system where we're going to discover the Creator. What do I need the 10 for? In order to discover the upper light. That it will explain everything.
Tell me, please, to love the friend means to love the deficiency he has in his heart of the Creator?
Also, that's why I'm helping him. That's why I help him with his connection to the Creator. Yep.
Toronto 2. Toronto 2. Oh,
I wanted to ask about the principle of Arvut, of the force of Arvut. Is it simply when I have no natural love for the friends, I have to remember that I once promised to love them, or is it not that at all?
You didn't promise it once. You every day try to reach the love to them. Every day. Even if you gather now, Toronto 2, and tell each other, we are trying throughout the day to yearn to love, to connection between you. And you and Igal and who's there? I can't see so good. Everybody. Tony's there, yeah. Looks good. Serious, he doesn't smile. What's up? Okay, thank you very much. Okay, so who else do we have here? I still want someone to ask, except for Petach Tikva. Anything urgent?
No.
No, the rest have asked. Tel Aviv didn't ask.
Yeah, hello. So, it turns out that I constantly work with the evil I reveal in the friend. What does it mean to judge the scale of merit? How do I work with the good?
What's the friend for? For you to reveal hatred and then above it try and reach love.
What does it mean to judge the scale of merit, the friend?
That you don't see the friend, you see yourself. That's it. That's how it is. Latin 7. Latin 7, they have nothing? What?
In case that someone obtains the love of friends, does it feel like the love that you have for your child or for a lifelong friend? How should one feel the love in the ten? To be different than the love you feel to people that you might feel on a daily level, like family members. How does it feel, this love of friends?
It's completely not like you, loving your family, loving your children. It's the love of the world. It's a new inner volume that you love humanity, you love reality, you love everything. You see the Creator's dwelling in them. That's why you love them just like you love the Creator. Well, obviously it's to a certain extent, but it's a completely different space in your heart. Try and feel it, and you'll see that it's a great thing. Okay, guys, by this we'll end. I'm getting all kinds of signs here. Do you want us to have another lesson at noon? We can decide on a certain hour that I'm answering your questions. Whatever you want. We can also do it tomorrow. Gilad, what do you think?
We have a lesson today between 1:30 and 2:30, but Rav, telling you, after a full morning, you're going to have a writer's meeting and talks. Is it good for your throat? I'm asking you honestly.
What can I do? Look, send questions today. We will sort them out. We'll check them. Maybe part of them we'll answer tomorrow morning. Maybe every few days we'll have like another noon lesson. I'm not canceling that lesson you're doing, our friends from the center of BB, but we'll have another lesson of questions and answers. That's it. Shoot, we'll do that. Yesterday I had a nice meeting with the women. I'm turning to all the men. You need to pay attention to the women, to give them the materials, to make sure they understand and feel, because with their support we can grow. And I'm saying, give them an honorable place, give them attention, and then we will succeed. Pay attention to the women's group. Way to go, women. I'm very happy that we have a strong women's group. And I guess info now, right? Info.
Yeah, hello, friends. We want to, maybe before starting the updates, the questions and answers that you asked for, Rav, send it to Board World Kli. You can show it again on from the broadcast. We'll collect the questions and prepare them. And we want to go to updates from dissemination, and we'll start with the English department, and then go to Peter, and we'll go to Peter from New York.
Amazing. Thank you, Yair. So, friends, there's so much going on in English. Give you three main highlights because we don't have time for everything. In short, the content creation we're producing has tripled. The main things that we're working on, we have a vlogger team. Vloggers are friends who are filming themselves, doing anything, using their musical skills, incorporating professional experience, even when they're driving, anything possible to get our message out. These vlogs have reached thousands of people, and it's a new audience because it's done in a unique way. Please go to our Facebook, YouTube, or our Facebook, YouTube channels for Kabbalah.info to like, share, or comment. So that's the vloggers that is going on right now. Another big thing, we're doing Facebook Lives. Facebook Lives, we have 10 different broadcasts that are happening every week. Different types of broadcasts. Some are more lessons, some are more podcasts, interviews, or shows. Again, you can watch all of this on the Kabbalah.info Facebook or YouTube channels. Share, comments, like, subscribe. So those are the big things that we're doing right now. And if you're asking yourself, how could you get involved? How could you join this massive dissemination activity? Good news. After the lesson starting tonight, we're starting a Zoom call for everybody to get involved and to start disseminating. The Zoom info was sent out through the WhatsApp channels. So check your WhatsApp. We're inviting all the friends in the English-speaking world to join this WhatsApp, to join this Zoom after the lesson every night and get started on disseminating. Great stuff going on in English.
Thank you, Peter. Amazing indeed to hear how the friends all over the Kli are so active in dissemination. I want to tell you about dissemination in Hebrew. We're even also here, this great energy. Everybody's disseminating online together. We also published a short clip yesterday that explains how we give the report of our common activity, so we'll all be integrated in it. We send it over the WhatsApp. It will be sent out today as well. So anyone who needs an explanation, we recorded the short clip. Additionally, many people around us watch us and listen, and they want to participate in dissemination. So on cup.co.il, we put up a banner on participating in dissemination of the wisdom of Kabbalah. If you hear us, see it, click it, you'll come to a page that gives you all the links with our message box and everything. Also, an email address for questions, everything you want, whatever you need, we're here at your service. Thank you, everyone, and I want to give the, I want to pass the mic to Ori Meron, who will tell us about our preparations for Passover, please.
Yes, so hello, everybody. We are announcing officially opening the Passover Congress. Why are we saying Congress? Because that's the atmosphere we want, that we're all gathering around the world. It's going to be virtual, the biggest virtual Congress we ever had, but a true feeling of a Congress. So beyond Leil HaSeder, the Passover Eve dinner, we want the rest of the lessons, all the lessons, every lesson, as we always have in Passover, we'll have a preparation for the lesson that'll be like a Yeshiva Chaverim, 30 minutes, like in the Congress. And then a lesson, then a meal. And we will want to give all these content blocks to groups around the world. So we're going to turn to the language, the heads of languages, which is Russian, English, Hebrew, Spanish, Europe, that will see how all the groups can participate in preparing this Congress. Each group will get like a content block that they can put together from start to end. The Shivat Chaverim, they will be the focus group in the lesson and the meal after. And we really want to try and create a state that in the week of Passover, we'll speak about it with the technology department, that we'll be able to sit in random tents, meaning enter rooms by languages into galaxy and mix up between us, feel each other, feel this mutual vessel. It'll be a great thing that we really want to reach. And Rav, maybe if we could ask a question, we wanted to know, what do you see in this week of Passover? How do you feel this? What you think is important?
I would like to see the plan for the entire week, even a day or two before. How are we doing it? How are we going through it from the perspective of the studies and everything else? How do we have the Passover Seder? What hours? What's the makeup of it? Of course, I'm not leaving my room, and that's what I also recommend. I obligate, if I can say, all my friends, all my students to do the same. So we need to yearn for the inner fulfillment only. That's a true exodus. Let's think of that. Send me the schedule and also the order, the lineup for the study. I'll work over it. We'll discuss it, and that's it. We need to try and feel more and more that this distance that is becoming virtual, truly virtual, doesn't bother us, doesn't limit us in any way. What's the difference? I see you now, you see me. Even if I wouldn't see you, it would have been even better. I would listen more closely. I would narrow my field of vision. When I want to see someone very accurately, precisely, I narrow my field of vision. I squint my eyes to see it. And same here. Why do we even need to see one another? Let's make all of our connections only over voice, and we'll see that in voice we can add such feelings that previously we would feel only over video, and then we would get rid of the voice communication and we'll rise to the level of emotion and we would need nothing else. It's all possible. So I don't think we have a problem to be together during the Passover Seder, everyone sitting together on the general big table around the world, and we'll succeed. Just send me the material for the whole week. Good luck.
Okay, thank you, Rui. Now we're going to see. What do we have today, Shai? Please tell us.
Yeah, Wednesday, we're meeting at 10:30 on Sviva Tova for the writer's meeting, broadcast live together with Rav. Then the afternoon lesson with Rav from 1:30 to 2:30, and the evening lesson from 6 to 7. We'll update you throughout the day about any changes or additions. But 10:30, writer's meeting on Sviva Tova.
So, good morning, everybody. I want to remind you that we're in the coronavirus period that is taking a lot of lives around the world, and we are continuing to take care of our personal hygiene. Now, there's a new announcement from the Board of Health: always walk with a mask in public places. It doesn't have to be medical mask, because there's a lack, but any cloth. So anywhere we go, if you wear a mask, you lower the percentage of the others getting contagious. So if we make sure to take care of each other and not pass this virus onward, when we go to grandparents, parents, we'll reach a new world. Good day.
And we'll conclude with an update regarding Galaxy. So, regarding the problem where not everyone can connect to it, in the works. Of course, you can connect through Zoom or Sviva Tova, but just know that the tech department has placed it as the highest priority to solve it as quickly as possible. Additionally, you can see that now there's a new feature of translation to all languages. We need to add more languages, but I hope that already in the next lesson we'll be able to see all the languages. And another reminder, when you go to broadcast, the question mark will be automatically taken off. If you have another question, you should turn it on independently. Thank you.
אשרי הנער שהזכיר לשמוע בקול רב, בקול רבו. אשרי הנער שהזכיר לשמוע בקול רב, בקול רבו. אשרי העם שככה לו, אור הזוהר יורד דרכו. אשרי העם שככה לו, אור הזוהר יורד דרכו. אשרי יתך והזקן, כנף שכינה יחד תחבקם. אשרי יתך והזקן, כנף שכינה יחד תחבקם. אשרי העם שככה לו, אור הזוהר יורד דרכו. אשרי העם שככה לו, אור הזוהר יורד דרכו.
שבת מלך שזכתה לשלום בית ושלווה שבת מלך שזכתה לשלום בית ושלווה אשרי העם שכחן לו אור הזוהר יורד דרכו אשרי העם שכחן לו אור הזוהר יורד דרכו אשרי בניו אשרי בנותיו להם רואה ונאמן אשרי העם שככה לו אור הזוהר יורד על כה אשרי העם שככה לו אור הזוהר יורד על כה אשרי העם שככה לו אור הזוהר